Hello, I am Julian, and I was diagnosed with autism when I was only 4 years old. I enjoy my life because I have a good job at a Melbourne hospital as a fully qualified chef. I worked hard to pass my apprenticeship. In 1998, I was in Year 10 at Brandon Park Secondary School, one of the old tech schools. They had good subjects available in Year 10, such as media, music, PEs and sport, as well as sewing, textiles, hospitality and other good subjects that you could really work hard at and enjoy. I did Certificate 1 in Work Education and I specialised in hospitality there. I moved to Box Hill TAFE from there to study hospitality, and that was good too. I enjoyed it at Box Hill TAFE because the teachers were very helpful. I didn't have an assistant. I did have one at Brown Park, but it worked out okay at Box Hill TAFE because the teachers and the students were helpful, and the teachers gave all the other kids and me handouts and helped me with any note taking. Box Hill TAFE was a good experience for me. The introductory day was very important, because this is the time when I learnt where the canteen, toilet and the library were, and how to find books in the library using the computerised library system. I didn't tell anyone that I was autistic, but someone from learning support told my teachers. I don't mind people knowing. I don't tell them myself. I then moved to William Angliss, which was a good experience. All the staff and students were really helpful. The course I was doing was Certificate 1 and 2 in Commercial Cookery. I learnt to cook pasta, cutting vegetables, baking bread, all the things to do with cooking. The trainees cook the food for the bistro at William Angliss, and it's open to the public to come and eat there for about $6.50. I also cooked in the William Angliss restaurant. To finish my apprenticeship, I had to catch up a bit with some practical work, so I worked at a Melbourne hospital. For a while, I was at William Angliss 2 days a week studying theory, and I worked full-time at the hospital. There was a certain amount of practical work that I needed to do before I graduated as a fully qualified chef. I completed all the theory and the practical work, and now I am a chef. I passed everything, and when I graduated, I was presented with a special encouragement award. I'm really happy with myself because I worked hard and everyone helped me, so I managed to get through my apprenticeship. It took a little longer, but it doesn't matter, because if you don't pass something for the first time, it's good to keep trying. Don't give up and try and try and try again and pass. When I went to William Angliss, I had an assistant to help me take notes. I had theory to learn and I had to pass the exams. It was hard because of all the reading involved. My mum used to read everything and underline the really important things for me to read, and we would read together over and over so that I could remember the theory, and that's the way I did the theory. The theory is hard, but you just have to keep on trying. My mum says that everyone was good to me and helped me because I had a good attitude, and maybe that's what's important. I had a good experience during my transition stages from Brandon Park Secondary to Box Hill TAFE and then to William Angliss. I had a good learning experience all round. I learnt very fast what I had to do and what was expected of me. I made good friends and I liked a lot of people at Box Hill TAFE and Willie Manglis, where the teachers and students were fantastic. I also tried to be involved in other activities and associations. I did Meals on Wheels for the aged at a retirement village as part of my course. I write a newsletter for the autism social group and I write up all the envelopes to the members and post them off. I was on the Alpha Committee last year. We meet once a month on every third Monday. I can say this because I got what I wanted. I passed my apprenticeship and all the other studies in between. So my advice is work hard and be good at what you do. Focus and listen to your teachers. I tried really hard, so learn that module and if you don't pass for the first time, do it again the second time. If you don't get it, try again. It's worth it because you get what you want in the end and that's what matters. I passed and I am a fully qualified chef.
Yes!